we can be part of this, and we can think that not only helping others, but in fact we're helping control the disease, hopefully.
Teresa Clary believes a few clicks of the mouse and strokes of a keyboard present a way for people around the world to help those directly fighting the deadly disease. The Pittsfield, Massachusetts native is hosting workshops to show others how to use computer software readily available online, known as open source mapping.
And mapping has come a long way, and this software is like Wikipedia, and everyone contributes to mapping.
Specifically using the humanitarian OpenStreetMap website, a satellite image is provided by the company Bing.
And suddenly you are seeing the camouflage, the canopy of the trees, and you are studying it, and you can start to see the path.
By going to the website, a person can work on tasks laid out by groups such as the World Health Organization, the Red Cross, and Doctors Without Borders. It's explained that help is needed to identify and mark paths, roads, and even villages on the maps, which aid workers on the ground can then use. Clary says after looking at already mapped areas and developing an eye for the map, you can tell what constitutes a passageway.
Lines in the camouflage that look like an actual path. In some regards, if it's a more major road, it's going to be wider, it's going to be brown, and you get a sense that it is clearly a dirt road.
Using icons that indicate roads wide enough for a vehicle, walking paths, and buildings, Clary explains how easy it is to charter a path.
So what I'm going to do is put my cursor, click, 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 up the path as far as it's clear to me, and it actually is as quick as that.
From there, the work is verified by experienced mappers, making it available to anyone. The Humanitarian OpenStreetMap Team, or HOT, was created in 2009 and used in earthquake relief efforts in Haiti in 2010. A nonprofit based in the United Kingdom known simply as OpenStreetMap and the U.S. State Department's own Imagery to the Crowd offer similar resources. Clary holds a master's degree in geography and founded the research and development company Workforce Strategies. Still, she says anyone with an internet connection and a working knowledge of computers can do this.
I don't have a lot of time to do hands-on volunteering, but I could see that anybody in their home could do this. And when I started mapping, and I realized how much is needed to map these parts of Africa to help the first responders, it occurred to me that the best way that I could contribute was to create a workshop and show other people.
The first workshop was scheduled for Wednesday at 7 at Star Library in Rhinebeck, New York. Another one was slated for September 18th at St. Mark's Church in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Clary hopes to offer more workshops as well.
If you plot one path, then you've made a contribution.
For more information, go to WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.